Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. In the backyard we'd go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was,
what?
He was,
what?
Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I tried. When he started sweet talking to me, coming to me everything is alright. Kiss and tell me now everything is alright. Can we get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was. Was in his eyes, stealing kisses from me on the side, taking time to make time, telling me he's all mine, but learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. And the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT. I'm J.D. Doyle, and this show is called Queer Music Heritage. This month's show is, in a way, a continuation of my June show. It's another Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show. And on shows like that, well, you're likely to hear about any type of music from any decade. But every song will be very queer and, I hope, entertaining. We started off with Jeff Krasner's version of the Dusty Springfield song, Son of a Preacher Man. That's from his wonderful album from 1995 called Strong for You. And here's a couple more songs with a Dusty Springfield connection. For those of you who followed the charts in 1966, you couldn't have missed this next song.
I'm walking all around the town, singing all the people down, talking around, talking around.
Oh,
That was Norma Tanega and her song Walking My Cat Named Dog. The song reached number 22 on the Billboard charts here, but was a much bigger hit in England, so she moved there for several years, and during that time had a relationship with Dusty Springfield, and wrote music with Dusty and Dusty's brother, Tom Springfield. And it's Tom Springfield who sings the next song. Now, I have no reason to believe Tom Springfield is gay, but I found this song by him that could be read that way. It's called Charlie, which I suppose could be either a male or female name. I'll let you decide.
Charlie, falling in love with you is easy. Sunrise, I see reflected in your smile. Charlie, you make my world so warm and pleasing. Everything is love when you are here with me. Charlie, I sit in joyful meditation, watching the moonbeams dancing in your hair, lost in your soft and gentle fascination. Everything is love when you are here. Charlie, until you came, I just pretended my life was such a cold and empty time. Each day began alone the way it ended. Quietly you came to me as in a dream. Charlie, if I should ever leave you crying, my heart would never laugh again, I know. Living without your touch would be like dying. There will never be other arms for me. Charlie, stay with me. I need you.
Now for some queer R&B. You wouldn't expect the Miracles to record a song about homosexuality. Well, they did in 1975 on their album City of Angels. That was 3 years after Smokey Robinson left the group. The song was called Ain't Nobody Straight in L.A.
Sexuality. other night.
Yeah.
Hey, but wait a minute, man. That's a gay bar.
Hey, man. Ain't nothing but gay bars in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Bill, that might be true, though, but, you know, some of the finest women are in the gay bar.
Hey, but dig, Bob, how you know they women?
Well,
Hey, man, look, well, look, gay people are nice people, too, man.
Come into the light where you can be seen. You've spent years hiding, and I know why. Majority Joe, don't dig it. No, he can't see your side. But gay is nothing but good if it don't kill, steal, or lie. Closet queen, you're all right, you know what I mean. Closet queen, come into the light where you can be seen. Accept what is you and live the way you want to. People created society, but God created you. Some go this way, some go that. Variety is spice in life. One day we'll get to that. Closet queen, you're all right, but you know what I mean. Closet queen, come into the light where you can be seen. Look at John and Simon, the Lord, they're doing all right. They can live in harmony, they know that love makes might. You would be judges out there, I'm straight, this world's complex. And there are many ways to look at life, as many ways, Lord, as there are eyes. Closet queen, you're all right, you know what I mean. Closet queen, come into the light where you can be seen. You can try to twist what's different from you, and understanding is what you'll undo. Is it the different ways we love that hurts, or the different ways we hate? Closet queen, you're all right, you know what I mean. Closet queen, come into the light where you can be seen. If you think you're sick, well now, child, I think you better go and get yourself fixed. If you think you're well, well now, what the hell now.
I followed the Miracles with an artist who was a member of another popular Detroit act, the chairman of the board. Harrison Kennedy sang with them for several years and released several solo albums, including one called Hypnotic Music in 1972, the source of his song Closet Queen. By the way, those two songs appear on a brand new compilation album just released in Germany called Queer Noises 1961 to 1978, From the Closets to the Charts. And it's packed full of esoteric queer songs, many of which I've featured on past shows. Another R&B act I've been wanting to play for you is the Dynamic Superiors. They had a number of albums on the Motown label, and they are notable because their lead singer, Tony Washington, was openly gay. I've read articles that describe his very over-the-top effeminate performances, and on the covers of their albums, he's shown wearing makeup. I've read that on stage, when they covered the song Me and Mrs. Jones, he sang Me and Mr. Jones. Alas, nothing so blatant made it to their recordings, where most of their material was written by Ashford and Simpson. So I might as well share with you one of that writing team's best, the song Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. The Dynamic Superiors recorded it on their 1975 album, Pure Pleasure.
Your picture hanging on the wall, but it can't see or come to me when I call, when I call your name. Now I realize that it's just a picture.
This next artist recorded around 1976, and talk about obscure. He called himself Smokey. He recorded 4 45s around that time on a Hollywood label called S&M Records. And while I have no real information about him, I do have a photo of him, and it screams gay hustler. Naturally, I've got the photo on the webpage for this show. Here are both sides of one of Smokey's 45s with the songs Miss Ray and Leather.
May I on this fray. Not prim and proper, true. A drag queen through and through. And me, an athletic star, who had to borrow my daddy's car to take out this wretched body. My mama, she would have bombed it by me. I thought I was a winner. Why me?
I remember exactly where I was when I first heard this next song. I was with my partner Jeff in a gay bar in San Antonio called El Jardin, at the time the oldest gay bar in that city. This was around 1998, and I was looking at their jukebox and saw a title I had not heard of that looked very queer, so I played it. It was called Bruiser LaRue, and was by comedy duo Hudson and Landry, and I found out later was from their 1971 album Losing Their Heads, and very queer it was. Meet Bruiser LaRue.
Hi, sports fans. Welcome to Ace Grobney Talks with the Superstars. Tonight's guest, the incredible fullback of the Steubenville Studs, Bruiser LaRue.
Hi, Ace. Oh, I love your cufflinks.
Bruiser, you were sensational last night.
Oh, Ace, that's so sweet of you to say that.
You rushed 253 yards, caught 4 touchdown passes, and picked up 3 fumbles.
And a sailor.
A sailor?
A middy. A seaman. Yo ho, blow the man down.
Bruiser, what do you enjoy most about football?
Piling on, Ace. Oh, I love it. Bodies here, bodies there, bodies everywhere.
Oh. Bruiser, football's dangerous. Can you think of one game that was actually fun?
Oh, I'll never forget it. We were playing an exhibition game in Argentina. It was against the Gay Caballeros.
The Gay Caballeros?
That's right.
Did you score?
Oh, well, great big silly you. Did I score? I ran myself right. Olay.
Bruiser, how about running down your career for us? How did it all begin?
Well, Ace, I started out playing kick the can in my mother's high heels.
Yes.
And then, of course, we went into grade school football, which was touch football.
Touch.
Which I dearly loved. Oh, if I knew then what I knew now.
Yes, yes.
And then we moved on to junior high. We used to call it junior varsity, which was really a blast because we had all the cheers and everything.
Ah, yes, the cheers. Can you remember some of those old high school cheers, Bruiser?
Oh, you bet. Ace, I'd be happy to do a couple for you. California oranges, Texas cactus. We play East High just for practice. And remember this one? Re, hit him on the knee. Ras. Hit him on the other knee. Yeah.
You've got to be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls.
Well, different strokes for different folks.
You mean you didn't have a girl?
Well, I didn't, Ace. The team did.
Oh. The team?
Gene. Gene the Machine.
Oh, that was your nickname.
That was one of them. Yeah. She had all kind of nicknames. Yeah. 10-1, 7-up, Annie over, Ollie Oxen free, and Gene for joy. Oh, the coach always used to say, she's going to ruin this football team.
Well, out of all the games you've played, Bruiser... Out of all the games you played, Bruiser, can you come up with what you consider your greatest play?
Oh, I certainly can. You know, all of us are prima donnas, Ace. And I remember my one play that I think was just fantastic, where I will never forget, we're playing against the Bradford Beavers.
The Bradford Beavers.
Right. And I took a handoff from my quarterback, Sid Talmadge.
Yes.
And I went racing around left end, and all at once, this huge beaver was staring me right in the face.
A Bradford Beaver.
Yes, ugly. Oh. And I stopped and I said, hi. Excuse me, are you a Libra? Big silly dummy was trying to think it over and I just scooted around him and tippy-toed in for a touchdown.
Another great moment in sports.
During the 70s, Hudson and Landry released several more comedy albums and visited Bruiser a couple more times with titles like Bruiser LaRue Meets Count Dracula, but I'll spare you that one. This next selection is gay-related comedy, and it's from 1972. I don't know if the artist, Sandy Baron, was gay, but his album from that year got lots of attention in the gay press. And that's not surprising. It was called God Save the Queens. It was mostly good-natured comedy, and my favorite track was called Do You Take This Man?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses to join together Peter Sanford and Barry Johnson in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted of God.
Doesn't Peter look simply stunning?
You know what they say about brides.
You know, of course, Peter made that gown himself.
Oh, I know. He is also an unbelievable cook. Barry's a lucky man.
He certainly is. Is Peter going to continue working at the magazine?
Oh, of course. He's made that quite clear. He's not cut out just to be a homemaker. His job's very important to him. Barry understands that. That's what went wrong with Peter's first marriage.
Oh, I know. Harold just wouldn't allow him to be her.
Mm-hmm. They decided to get married so quickly.
They had to.
Oh, stop.
If any man can show just cause why Peter and Barry may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace.
Reverend Perry, I have a reason.
Oh, Martin,
no,
don't.
Not here.
Let me handle this, Mother. Now, look, I'm the father of the bride. I mean, Peter's father. I hate to have to do this, but I tried to reason with Peter before it got to this point. Now, I'm no dummy, and I'm not a stick in the mud. I read the articles about this kind of marriage. I know the percentages and the statistics.
Father, please, I love Barry.
I'm sure you do, Peter. I'm sure he's a nice enough guy, and I've got nothing against him personally. But darn it, Peter, these black-white marriages just don't work.
I'd like to have the legal right to marry a man. And the old despair that was often there suddenly ceases to be. For you wake one day, look around and say, my lovely boyfriend, or if I were a lesbian, my not so my boyfriend, married me. Thank you very much.
Following Sandy Baron was Alan Cumming and the song Married. That was from a concert CD called Wed Rock, which was a benefit for the organization Freedom to Marry. Cumming, of course, is the Tony-winning star of the Broadway revival of Cabaret, and this CD also included Sandra Bernhardt, Margaret Cho, Lady Bunny, Lou Reed, Sleater Kenny, La Tigre, and others. And here's another song about gay marriage. Pat Humphreys writes political and beautiful songs, as was evidenced by her first two albums called Same Rain and Hands. But in 2004, she and her partner Sandy teamed up and released an album just called One, under the name Emma's Revolution. The song was nominated for an Out Music Award for Out Song of the Year. Here's This Love.
Will you be with me? Will you see me through? When the world is harsh, can I count on you? We have come this far, now it's up to you to be there. I stood up.
Emma's Revolution and This Love. And those interested in more songs about gay weddings and gay marriage should visit a special page on my website that I've set up just for that. You'll find a link from my homepage at www.queermusicheritage.com. Some of you have probably heard of the site myspace.com. I've found that site to be a wonderful resource to discover new artists. One I found there is from Atlanta, and his name is Barry Brandon. This month, he's ready to release his debut CD called The Musical Theater Album, and I found this song from the album to be quite appealing. Here's Barry Brandon and Taylor the Latte Boy.
There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I come in at 8:11 and he smiles and says, "How are you?" When he smiles and says, "How are you?" I swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper, formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiles and says, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, and my name's Barry." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I said, "My name is Barry, and thank you for the extra foam. And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem. Get my nerve up to recite my poem musical. He will like the fact it's musical because he plays guitar. And today at 8:11, Taylor told me he was playing with a band down in the village in the basement of a bar. And he smoothly flipped the lever to prepare my double latte, but for me he made it triple, and he didn't think I knew. But I saw him flip the lever, and for me he made it triple, and I knew that triple latte meant that Taylor loved me too. I said, what time are you playing? And thank you for the extra skim. And he said, keep the 355, because this triple latte was on him. Suddenly a voice whispered, love can be yours if you step up to the counter and order Taylor, the latte boy. Bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy. I love him, I love him, I love him. Thought that love could be so caffeinated. Taylor, the latte boy. I love him, I love him.
This next set of songs is very political, and I'm starting off with a track from a landmark album from Olivia Records. In 1977, that label released a various artists' compilation of lesbian music, the first of that nature. It was called Lesbian Concentrate, and included works by Mae Christian, Teresa Trawl, Linda Tillery, Sue Fink, and others, including a poet, Pat Parker. Her stirring reading was called For Straight Folks, and you'll hear her at the beginning sarcastically dedicated to Anita Bryant. And it'll be followed by a very new artist making her own political statement. But first, Pat Parker.
This last poem I will dedicate to our good sister Anita. It's called For the Straight Folks Who Don't Mind Gays But Wish They Weren't So Blatant. You know, some people got a lot of nerve. Sometimes I don't believe the things I see and hear. Have you met the woman who's shocked by two women kissing and in the same breath tells you that she's pregnant? But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or this straight couple sits next to you in a movie and you can't hear the dialogue because of the sound effects. But gays shouldn't be blatant. And the woman in your office spends your whole lunch hour talking about her new bikini drawers and how much her husband likes them. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or the hip chick in your class rattling a mile a minute while you're trying to get stoned in a john about the camping trip she took with her musician boyfriend. But gays shouldn't be blatant. You go in a public bathroom, and all over the walls, there's John loves Mary, Janice digs Richard, Pepe loves Dolores, etc. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or you go to an amusement park, and there's a tunnel of love, and pictures of straights painted on the front, and grinning couples coming in and out. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Fact is, blatant heterosexuals are all over the place. Supermarkets, movies, at work, in church, in books, on television, every day and night, every place, even in gay bars. And they want gay men and women to go hide in the closets. So to you straight folks, I say, sure, I'll go, if you go too. But I'm polite, so after you. Thank you.
I want a one-breasted president. Someone who lives in a high-risk category with nothing to lose. Someone not tied to a political party, a union, a corporation. A one-breasted president. Someone not tied to American corporate faith-based charities, American corporate money. I want a one-breasted warrior. I want her to tell us what to do with our oceans, our forests, our bodies. I'd like to hear her definition of mass destruction. A one-breasted warrior who would build a house that's not so white. A house built on bedrock, not the cigarette butts and shotgun shells of the NRA, the FDA. I want her to stand up and say, Mr. Speaker, I will not be another statistic. I will not be put into a box marked some parts not included. Assembly is required. I want a menopausal pope. Someone who has bled and created life. I'd like to hear her thoughts on contraception, masturbation, Americanization, globalization, populations dying while we eat genetically engineered food, drink chemically treated water, and buy enough insurance to cover the medical bills. I want... Do you know what I had? I had a one-breasted mother. One breast, no uterus, and a yellow bloated liver. She was the incredible shrinking woman. Shrinking under her Bible, her husband, her mother. I needed her to wear her scars and go bald in public, not tied to a Bible, a husband, a mother who all silently agreed not to talk about it. He voted for Reagan while she baked cookies. You know, she never talked about it. She never talked about being sick. I wonder if she talked to God. She talked about God. She prayed. She prayed for people, over people. She went to prayer groups. But I wonder if she talked to her God, because she sure didn't talk to me. Now, it's 20 years later, and I'm living in a high-risk category with a president who lost, in a nation shrinking under its Bible, its media, its money, its omissions, its omissions, its admissions, its backrooms, its boardrooms, its payoffs, its police stations, its courtrooms, its blow it up, throw it away, suck it, dry politics. And what if one day, God, it could be right now. One tiny cell somewhere around my Texas, my Missouri or Illinois, yes, to the south or the west, decides to turn against me. And that little bastard cell starts dividing and multiplying, multiplying and dividing, growing and growing until they wheel me down that long haul, carve out my mountains, strip mine my fertile valleys, pump my streams full of toxic chemicals until my hair falls out and my skin turns yellow, until I don't want to live in this country. Inhabit this planet, this body, anymore. And I wonder, will I stand up? Open my mouth? Or shrink under my fear?
Following Pat Parker was a spoken word performance artist who goes by the name Jen Ed, and the track One-Breasted President was from her 2005 album Exposed. I got to see her perform in New York City in June, and she was riveting. And here's one more spoken word artist, a trans man who performs under the persona of the Athens Boys Choir. And his latest album from last year is Rose Cuts the Cake. From it, you'll hear Homeland Insecurity.
When I was young, my dad used to tell me not to pet stray animals. He said they were unpredictable. He forgot to mention that life is unpredictable, and I'm unpredictable, and I am an animal, a carnivorous mammal from Adam and Eve's African ancestry to Israel, a migratory species that landed in Poland. And for those that can hide from genocide, well, they came to reside in New York's North Side, Harlem in the 20s to the Bronx by way of Cleveland to make baby boomer babies in the 40s and before they can marry, make bonds of love for one's eternity. They lived separately in Charleston and Miami. Escaping by night, the Israelites split from Egypt, gained ground, lost ground, and looked for homes around holy sites, defining our history as dreams of homes. So our genes have grown listless so that 4,000 years later, I'm still looking for you. I'm still searching for you. I'm still looking for home. Home is where the heart is, and my heart lives in this body that is foreign to me in its anatomy and chemistry. Whispers of rounded hips on this body, female hands and belly on this body, reflections of my mother coming from this body, split in gender like the Red Sea, not necessarily knowing what's ahead of me, uncomfortably growing homeless. And so I find myself cross-dressing, but not in that I might or might not be gay way, but in this frantic search for a home for this body attached to this mind that is outgrown. It's outgrown. It shall. I've been big top peewee cats. Yeah, and I've been cats in the kitchen wearing a French-made uniform and sporting a mustache. And oh, yeah, I'm a spy, and that shit's sexy. I've been S&M cats, that's serial monogamy cats now. Better off alone cats, always was, does not work well with others. Cats, cause I was less bride and more groom. Trying on my dad's Fruit of the Looms, turned to training bra shopping cats. I'm still in training, still revolving revolution, circumfusion better than circumcision, I'm told, and retold stories of threats to homeland, homeland security, and homosexual purity. And I've been the trans man's right hand man, like Batman had Robin, and that I understand the fight, and I empathize with the man in tights. Yes, I empathize with the man in tights. See, what I miss is a connection. Gender, religion, money, decisions. Gender, religion, money, decisions. Connect, connection, social conductivity. Experiments with positive and negativity. Life's relativity, I'm told. You can tell I'm a Jew, it protrudes between my eyes. You can tell I'm a woman when you part my thighs. Part lies when your insides don't match your outsides. Split binary, bisexual, by my desire to keep moving in it, proving on this body on this journey home. See, home is where the heart is. I want home. Home is where the heart is. I want home. Home is where the heart is. I want home, where this heart lives.
The Athens Boys Choir. That song was obviously only for my internet audience, as is this next one by a probably straight Australian duo calling themselves the Self-Righteous Brothers. Their 2004 album is called Songs for the Wrong at Heart, and this track is called The Only Gay Soldier.
Like I hunger for cock. I'm the only gay soldier left in Iraq, and I'm tired and I want to go home. Oh, so tired and I want to go home. Oh, well, the boys in my squadron just don't understand how I lose concentration out there in the sand. I know we're all fighting our sworn enemy, but Muslim or Christian, they're all men to me.
I'm the only gay soldier left in Iraq, and I feel so erect and alone in the dark. I'm the only gay soldier left in Iraq, and I'm scared and I want to go home. So scared and I want to go home.
Well, the foe's in our sight, so we start the advance. I use my heat vision goggles to see the bulge in their pants. They look so alluring in the green and the brown, so I get my pink flag out and wave it around. I get taken captive and thrown in the clink, where a tall handsome soldier gives me a wink.
In the heat of the night, alone in his tent,
someone yelled out contact. I knew what he meant.
We're the only gay soldiers left in Iraq,
absent without leave and not coming back. We're the only gay soldiers left in Iraq. Tell Johnny we're not coming home. Tell Johnny we're not coming home. Tell Johnny we're not coming home.
No, we're never coming.
Another military theme song is by a Dutch band that called themselves Eton Krop, which was also the name of a woman's hairstyle. Their song, from 1984, is Gay Boys on the Battlefield.